Republicans confidently move closer to improving Senate majority. By Matthew Boyle on October 30, 2018. A fresh set of polls out this week and last have Republicans more confident than ever that, while questions over which party will control the House majority after the midterms still loom, they will likely lock up not just control of the Senate majority but a strengthened majority to boot. The GOP currently has 51 seats in the Senate, while Democrats and independents who caucus with Democrats hold 49 seats, meaning Republicans, walking into November 6, cling to the slimmest of majorities ahead of the midterms. But because of the map of seats that are on the ballot this year, and the fact that many of them include red state Democrats up for re-election in states President Donald Trump won against Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton in 2016, Republicans have been able to channel their energies less into defense and more into fighting to pick up as many seats from Democrats as possible. There are 4 Senate seats, those in Texas, Tennessee, Nevada, and Arizona, that are currently GOP held that are viewed as competitive going into this midterm. In 2 of them, Texas and Nevada, the incumbent Republican senator is running for re-election. In Arizona and Tennessee, new candidates have emerged. In each of these 4 races, with the possible lone exception of Arizona, recent polling seems to indicate Republicans will hold them all. Texas is particularly interesting because Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, a 2016 GOP presidential primary rival of Trump, faces a well-funded challenge from Rep. Robert Beto O'Rourke, DTX. O'Rourke has smashed fundraising records, and polls earlier in the campaign seem to suggest that the flashy Democrat who openly embraces impeachment of Trump, if elected, has a chance at dethroning the first-term incumbent political heavyweight Republican Cruz. But since President Trump held the Come Together rally with Cruz in Houston, which was attended by tens of thousands, with more than 100,000 RSVPs, leaving thousands outside unable to get in, polling has swung back in Cruz's direction. A new survey released on Tuesday evening from CBS/Dixie Strategies, in fact, found Cruz has pulled over the 50% mark to 52% and commands a double-digit lead of 10% over O'Rourke's 42%. With 5% were undecided. The poll of 588 likely Texas voters was conducted October 25 to October 26, and had a margin of error of 4.04%. The survey is not an outlier. According to the Real Clear Politics polling average, O'Rourke has led throughout the campaign, but he has been soundly behind Cruz for all of October, as Cruz's lead over O'Rourke has not been within the margin of error in polling in over a month. Polls over the spring and summer into September that showed Bredesen leading Blackburn terrified Republicans, who were counting on holding this reliably red Senate seat to bolster their majority in November. But around the time Kavanaugh was confirmed by the U.S. Senate, Blackburn had stormed back out in front, taking a double-digit lead of 14% in one poll. Blackburn's position atop Bredesen in the race seems to have solidified in the weeks since, as a new survey out on Tuesday evening shows the conservative firebrand congresswoman with a 5% lead over the leftist Bredesen in the final days. The NBC News/Marist poll that shows Blackburn with a 51% to 46% lead represents a 7-point swing in her direction from the last time NBC polled Tennessee back in late August. The poll, conducted October 23 to October 27, surveyed 471 likely voters and has a margin of error of 5.1%. Meanwhile, in Nevada, the most recent survey per the Real Clear Politics polling average came a few weeks ago, putting Senator Dean Heller, RNV, 7 percentage points ahead of his Democrat challenger Representative Jackie Rosen, DNV. Heller is averaging a nearly 2% lead in the race, which is no small feat, since Nevada is the one state with a GOP incumbent senator up in 2018 that Hillary Clinton won in 2016. Nevertheless, Heller seems to be succeeding in running his race, and top pundits on both sides seem to think Heller will pull off another tough win just like he did last time he was on the ballot. Arizona is a slightly different story. For the seat being vacated by retiring Senator Jeff Flake, Arizona, polling has been all over the map in the contest between Republican nominee Representative Martha Mizzoli, Oz, and Democrat nominee Representative Kyrsten Sinema, D-Oz. The Real Clear Politics polling average currently gives Democrat Sinema a narrow and negligible advantage over Republican Mizzoli, but it is a gap Mosley has closed in recent weeks thanks to a number of strong showings in some polls. The momentum, however, appears to be on Mosley's side as recent undercover video has emerged of Sinema's campaign manager making a variety of pro-gun control comments in contravention of the people of Arizona's wishes. That's not to mention a number of cringeworthy videos of Sinema herself bashing the people of her own state as among other things the meth lab of democracy. If Republicans hold each of the aforementioned seats, as they appear likely to do, they will retain their majority in the U.S. Senate for sure and will start at 51 seats when they march into Democrat territory to add to their current majority, bolstering prospects of pushing conservative ideas in line with President Trump's agenda through the Senate. The Trafalgar Group survey, of 1,498 likely voters with a margin of error of 2.1%, found Kramer's 49.4% leading Heitkamp's 38.5%. Another 5.1% are leaning Kramer's way. 7% are leaning Heitkamp's way, leaving little room for the struggling incumbent Democrat to regain any lost ground in the final days before the midterms election next Tuesday. In Indiana, Republican Senate nominee businessman Mike Braun has surged ahead of incumbent Democrat Senator Joe Donnelly, D.N., again after the troubled Democrat incumbent voted against Kavanaugh's confirmation for the Supreme Court and as a migrant caravan bears down on the U.S. border with Mexico. Braun's lead of at least a few points has hardened in a series of recent polls the past week or so, ensuring the Republican has surged at exactly the right moment with just days to go before Hoosiers vote next week. In the Show Me state of Missouri, Republican Senate nominee and Attorney General Josh Hawley has pulled ahead of incumbent Democrat Senator Claire McCaskill, DeMo, in a number of polls this past week or so, enjoying a new consistent lead of at least a few points. President Trump is on his way to Missouri to help Hawley seal the deal, but McCaskill may actually finish herself off. Her closing argument is that she is not one of those crazy Democrats. When asked by Fox News's Brett Byer to explain what she meant by those crazy Democrats, McCaskill disavowed her own party's base and bashed Senators Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Liz Warren, DMA. The crazy Democrats are people who walk in restaurants and scream in elected officials' faces. The crazy Democrats are, we have a state senator here in Missouri that advocated for the assassination of President Trump. That's a crazy Democrat. I don't do those things. I am not somebody who thinks we should ever be uncivil. If Republicans hold those four GOP-held seats, and pick up the seats in Missouri, Indiana, and North Dakota, they would have 54 seats in the Senate. But that's not all of the GOP's opportunities still left on the board. Recent polling in Montana and in Florida shows neck-and-neck U.S. Senate races respectively between Republican challenger State Auditor Matt Rosendale and incumbent Democrat Senator John Tester, D-Mount, and GOP challenger Governor Rick Scott and incumbent Democrat Senator Bill Nelson, DFL, in both states. In fact, in Montana, Tester, like McCaskill just did in Missouri, bashed the Massachusetts Democrat Senator Warren. And down in Florida, Nelson is struggling to keep up with the energetic Scott on the campaign trail as he keeps nipping at his heels from minuscule leads inside polls' margins of error. Republicans also have shots in Senate races in other states Trump won in 2016, like Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin, though those are further out of reach than these other battles, or even in one of the two Minnesota U.S. Senate seats where recent polling showed appointed Senator Tina Smith, DMN, who was picked for the slot after disgraced former Senator Al Franken, DMN, resigned, clinging to a slim lead just outside the margin of error in one poll.